Good morning, Terry. Good to be with you.
What new things can fans expect this year?
Well, I think the most exciting thing for us is www.northwoodsleague.tv, in which fans can go to and see video cast of every Northwoods League game live and free of charge. And there's also a spot for a daily recap on there. They can check out the highlights from the previous day's activities. There's a new blog on there where they can check out the activities in the Northwoods League, make comments, observations, etc., interviews with alumni, current players, all sorts of things. So it's an exciting new venture for us.
Now, the Northwoods League has been in Wisconsin for a long time, but there's still a lot of confusion as to what level of play this is. Why don't you help us clear that up?
Yeah, it's actually summer collegiate baseball. These are kids who are currently enrolled in universities and colleges around the country, and they come in and join us for the summer. A number of them have been drafted after their high school activities and chose to further their careers in college, so they could be playing pro ball, but are collegiate athletes and come and play in the setting that we've provided for them.
And that setting is when a fan goes there, you feel like you're at a minor league game, and that's intentional, isn't it?
Absolutely. We try to create that atmosphere and give the amateur player a professional experience while still retaining his eligibility as an amateur.
Now, the league has teams in Minnesota and Iowa and Michigan, among others, but the cities with the highest attendance, most of them always seem to be in Wisconsin. Why is that?
That's a great question, Terry. I think, you know, summertime, beer, brats, it just fits Wisconsin. And, you know, I work out of Rochester, Minnesota here, but and we do very well in Minnesota, but it seems the culture over there just soaks up our product. And I think here in the upper Midwest, people in general just soak up summer days after the long winters.
Now, this is the first season that there hasn't been expansion, but that may change in the future, and there may be some good news for fans in some cities in Wisconsin.
Yeah, we've made some real progress in the western Milwaukee area, Waukesha in particular, and Marion College has built a facility up in Fond du Lac, and we've had some very encouraging discussions with them, so I would not be surprised at all to see Northwoods League teams in those two locales for as early as 2009.
Any teams or any players we should keep an eye on this year?
Well, it's tough. It's tough for me to, you know, gauge individuals coming into the league. I can tell you this, Terry, though. In the last three major league drafts, we in 2005 we had 72 players drafted. In 2006 we had 96. In last year's Major League draft in 2007, we had 120 of our current players or alumni drafted. So there's a lot of professional talent running around the Northwoods League, and we're looking forward to the upcoming draft on June 5th and 6th to see what happens there.
Okay. Dick Raddatz, Jr., thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be with you, Terry.